A major beer maker is apologizing to two Boston artists, promising it will no longer use a recreation of their work in its advertising. WBUR's Maria Garcia reports on the image that Heineken was using.
On Warren Street in Roxbury, passing commuters can see a huge spray-painted mural. It features a geometric pattern of yellow, green, pink, and brown stripes, with the words Roxbury Love surrounding Nelson Mandela's face. The mural, painted in 2014, was inspired by Mandela's visit to Roxbury in 1990.
I felt like the community needed to remember that there's a lot of love still here. There's plenty of love here.
That's artist Richard Gomez, who goes by Deem 5. He and artist Thomas Quest Burns both painted the mural. And it was Gomez who came up with the phrase Roxbury Love, which has turned into a hashtag on social media and a popular neighborhood saying.
It's a simple yet powerful sentiment. It speaks to being neighborly. Come to my house, get some love. We throw something on the grill. You know, it's a neighborly spirit of friendly, familial type of environment.
Roxbury activist Jamal Crawford says he fell in love with the mural the first time he saw it. Then months ago, he stumbled on painted Heineken advertisements at liquor stores in Roxbury and Dorchester that used the same Roxbury Love phrase and geometric pattern from Burns and Gomez's mural, but replaced Mandela's face with a Heineken beer bottle.
And the offense is so egregious to remove the iconic picture of what is known as a global hero and figure, remove that, and we're going to put in a bottle of Heineken. That's very bodacious, you know, and very arrogant. And even for the corporate world, it goes beyond the pale.
From the original mural, we walk about three blocks to one of the liquor stores with one of the Heineken ads in question. The similarities are clear. Several street artists have sued big companies who have used their designs for ads, but they've all settled out of court, so judges haven't ruled on whether copyright law protects public street art. Legal or not, Burns and Gomez believe Heineken's ads are in line with a long history in the U.S. of big companies appropriating black and other cultures for profit, from rock and roll to hip-hop fashion. Here's Burns.
It's like they're just taking advantage of the people who live here. But it happens quite often, you know. Black community gets exploited for many things, for their talents and things, and then they just, you know, push them in the background and then shuffle them out the way.
Activist Jamal Crawford says he contacted Heineken about removing the ads and compensating the artists, but the company stopped responding months ago.
The image is hijacked, reproduced and manipulated to now basically deface the original intent. Let's take out Mandela. Let's take out all the revolution. Let's take out all the humanitarian. Let's take out all the anti-apartheid. Let's take out everything that gave it a cultural and historical significance. Let's take all that out and replace it with a beer.
After we contacted Heineken, the company said it would remove the ads and that they should have never gone up in the first place. A spokesman said that as a family company, Heineken respects the cultural significance of art and that it would work with Burns and Gomez to collaborate and, quote, resolve the matter. The artists say that's good news. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Maria Garcia.